USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Mosque massacre. Breaking news out of New Zealand, where there have been mass shootings at two mosques in the city of Christchurch. At least 27 people killed, and that number unfortunately expected to rise. The gunman, believed to be a 28-year-old Australian, opening fire in the packed mosque and live streaming the horror as more bodies found at a second mosque, the Prime Minister of the country calling it New Zealand's darkest day. Now, witnesses report hearing 50 shots from a semi-automatic rifle at the Al Noor Mosque, where many people were inside for Friday prayers. Those able to get out telling reporters on scene, there is blood everywhere, and the gunman was firing at children. We learned the suspected gunman, posting an 87-page manifesto on social media before the killings, describing them as a terrorist attack. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, roncoreyauthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
A liberal ruling in Connecticut where a judge votes against the gun industry. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
The Connecticut Supreme Court ruled on Thursday in favor of the parents whose children were killed in the 2012 mass shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School, reversing a lower court judge who dismissed the family's lawsuit against the gun maker Remington. Alan Gottlieb is the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. He explains what this means for Remington.
Well, what the court said was is that one of the claims could stand, all the others can't, and so now it goes back to trial. But of course, my guess is Remington will appeal this to probably the United States Supreme Court from the state court in Connecticut and have it overthrown.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Taking a look now at your money, a mixed bag on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 7 points to close at 25,709. The NASDAQ down 12.5 points. The S&P 500 down 2 points. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
News now from Capitol Hill, where Acting Secretary of Defense Patrick Shanahan testifying before the Senate Armed Services Committee about growing threats from China. USA Radio's John Clemens with the very latest.
That testimony during budget hearings on Capitol Hill included the Pentagon's concerns of the military advances being made by China in recent years.
China's defense spending approaches that of the United States when we take into account purchasing power and the portion of our budget going to military pay and benefits. That, coupled with China's organized approach to steal foreign technology, has allowed China to modernize its missile, space, and cyber capabilities, as well as project power far beyond its borders.
I'm John Clemens.
Changing gears now to television and a report ABC about to bring back two classic popular game shows. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details now from Washington, D.C.
From Television City in Hollywood, it's Card Sharks.
A report from Vulture says the network is going to reboot Card Sharks as well as Press Your Luck this spring, and that hour-long episodes are already being recorded. The two shows have been off the air for years, but they've enjoyed renewed popularity as reruns on the Game Show Network. ABC has not announced time slots for the shows. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Last time, our champion had just won another match.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.